Okay, Joe, I guess one question we wanted to make sure of here was that the on the Missman queue to close the pilot valve is prior to going to EMS mode normal. In other words, we'll never get the EMS mode.
Negative.
Is that correct?
Dave, that's negative. EMS mode normal.
Okay.
And then on MISFIN Q, the SPS pilot valve A, alpha, close. And let me repeat here, Dave, that you may or may not get a light at this particular point. If you do not get a light, open the circuit breaker after about 3 seconds. If you do get a light, we're interested in as short a burn as you can give us. So, and Dick tells me that the reaction time, a good reasonable reaction time, would be in pulling the circuit breaker after you see the PC come off the peg. It would give you about 3 to 4 feet per second. And that's a real good number for us as far as the mid-course 2 is concerned.
Okay, well, that's why we asked the question, just to make sure. It makes more sense the way you're doing it. So I guess we understand that. We can have Al watching the PC gauge, and Jim can watch the ball valves, and if anybody sees something move, why, Al can pull that circuit breaker.
Okay, Dave, that sounds good. Now, a word about the circuit breaker. You might want to cycle it a couple of times, but before we go through this, just to make sure it's not a lot stiffer than what you're used to working with in the simulator, and just get some idea of how it's best to position yourself to pull this. It's also not all that critical that it get pulled absolutely immediately. But, you know, whatever's comfortable to do, it might make it easier for us on trimming up with your mid-course if we do get a burn. And before you test that particular circuit breaker, just make sure that the Group 5 circuit breakers are open. And we won't be risking anything by testing it. Now, finally, after this note, we've got several deletions, and I'll continue on here. Delete, ullage and thrust on, delete, SPS, thrust light on, delete delta V thrust B, delete ullage and thrust on, delete monitor thrusting, PC 95-105, EMS counting down.
Okay, we got that. Deleting the next 7 lines.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Now the next line should read, SPS injection valves 2 open.
Right, SPS injection valves 2 open.
Roger. 3 lines down, delete, pugs, balanced.
All right, delete, pugs, balanced.
And then the next line, after ignition confirmed, circuit breaker SPS, pilot valve A, main A, open.
Okay, after ignition confirmed, CB, SPS pilot valve, A, main A, open. That's about what you gave us in the note.
Raj, exactly. And then a note, well, let's see, the note is just a rehash of what we've already told you. The burn should not exceed 1 second if it's possible to avoid it. And then exit P47 immediately after burn.
Okay, shouldn't exceed 1 second and exit P47 immediately after the burn.
Roger, and that takes us to page 416. The first line.
Page 416.
Roger, first line, Delta V thrust A off.
Delta V thrust A off.
Okay, Dave, and that's really the end of the procedures. We have another note for this page, which is, after test, if SPS light goes out, attempt to get light back on by your standard procedures, pushing, wrapping, cycling, I guess.
Okay, after the test, if the SPS light is out, attempt to get it back on.
Roger, and that completes the procedures. Maybe a couple more words about it here. It's also possible that when you push the circuit breaker for the pilot valves A in, that the light will just go out, in which case we'd be pretty confident that the contamination causing the short has just burned through. In other words, just disappeared and is no longer shorting the switch. The light would go out, and otherwise nothing else would happen.
Understand. If we push the circuit breaker in, the light goes out, we've burned to the short. Okay.
And guys, you might look through those again, and if you have any questions, please come right back to us with them.
Okay, let us mild over and we'll get back with you.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, we have no further questions. We think we can run through that one, okay?
Okay, Dave, and we'll have a pad for you in a few minutes.
Okay, and I guess I still have a question as to why we don't take a look at that light now with the push, wrap, and cycle technique.
Let me get a reading on that.
Okay, you know, we've tapped it and cycled it, but we've never pushed that panel just by pushing the panel to see if the light will come on.
Dave, I guess the main reason is, before you do it, we'd like to get some recorders configured. We're setting the recorders up now so we can monitor the problem as you go through it. And then there is no reason you can't try pushing on the panel. provided the pilot valve breakers and the Group 5 breakers are pulled.
Well, Joe, when you get a chance or when you're set up down there, why don't we try that? And at the same time, we can run through our little check to see how the pilot valve main A circuit breaker works cycling it.
Okay, Dave, that sounds good.
We'll stand by for your call.
Endeavor, this is Houston requesting poo and accept, and we'll give you a state vector and some drift terms.
You got it, poo and accept.
Thank you.